First reading is from Isaiah chapter 55 on page 742 in the Bibles, if you're following. And starting at verse 10 and going down to the end, which is verse 13. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it, without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
We've got two readings from Matthew chapter 13. And if you've got a pew Bible, it's page 978. The first reading is Matthew 13, verses 1 to 9, and then we hit 18 to 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came down and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. Verse 18. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches it away, what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word, understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Yeah, absolutely.
Father, guide us and lead us as we hear your word today. Help us to take it deep into our hearts and lives for Jesus' sake. Amen. I wonder if you've ever listened to the Bible being read to you. Well, I suppose, of course, you have, because that's just happened, hasn't it, in church here. But for decades now, the Bible's also been available to listen to on CDs, on apps and podcasts, on videos and websites, even on cassettes and 8-track tapes and LPs. Do you remember those? Those were the days, weren't they? Just to sit and listen to. Maybe somebody like Riding Lights Theatre Company acting it out, or David Suchet, the actor who played Hercule Poirot, reading it in sonorous tones. It really helps, doesn't it, to have the Bible read to you by someone who's thought about the meaning of it. So thank you to Audrey and to Andy. You can't always be full of drama like Andy is. We actually had a friend who taught drama who was also brilliant at reading the scriptures, full of expression and meaning to it. And it really helps. It brings the scriptures alive, and especially the parables and the stories of Jesus. The Bible Society used to do cassettes and CDs in a box set with the title, Faith Comes by Hearing. And it was a real blessing, especially for commuters and Christians on long journeys and people who had perhaps had trouble reading scripture for themselves for one reason or another. And you can find recordings like that now on apps and podcasts and websites and so on. The title actually came from Romans chapter 10, which says, faith comes by hearing the word of God. So in our readings, Isaiah likens the word of God to the rain and the snow falling from heaven, watering the ground, we've had a bit of that recently, haven't we, and bringing life and growth. You can almost hear the grass and the plants growing, can't you? And so too, says Isaiah, God's word brings growth to the human spirit, leading us out of exile in a foreign land towards the kingdom of God. Now, perhaps there are things in your life that have trapped you, captured you, and enslaved you. I don't know what those might be. But if so, let God's word soak into your heart and soul and bring new life and freedom. And the parable of the sower that Andy read to us expands on this, and Jesus explains clearly for the disciples and for those who don't get it. I think we need to recover the art of telling simple stories, stories that capture your imagination and they engage the listener, word pictures, and you're taken in, aren't you, into the process of working out the meaning for yourself and in your own life. The parable of the sower is it's different, actually, because it's a parable about the understanding of parables. Can you see how that works? It's sort of, it's self-referential, isn't it? It's a bit like a media soap opera story about the media, you know, and you think, oh, that's a bit circular, isn't it? But the parable is about how people understand the word of God. And we're told that Jesus not only almost invented parables, but he always taught in parables. And the responses in the parable of the sower seem like very human reactions. The difference between the four responses is in the soil, where the seed lands up, and the conditions for growth. Will the seed actually take and germinate and put down roots and grow healthily? Well, it all depends. It all depends. Now, we might assume when you hear the parable or read it, we might assume that these are four people, four types of listener, four disciples. But that rather sort of puts us in boxes, doesn't it? Sounding as if we have to be one or the other, and it's already somehow determined or laid out. But some preachers have suggested that we can, any of us can react in any of those different ways. And it depends. It depends on the occasion. It depends on the circumstances. It depends on how we feel. So I think it's a fair question to ask, what sort of soil would you like to be? What kind of soil would you want to be? Now, there may be times when you're just frankly not open to God's word, when you don't understand what it says and it just goes over your head, passes you by and gets snatched away. Then again, there may be times when you take it in briefly, but you react in a fairly shallow and superficial way. Easy come, easy go, you might say. You respond quickly to it, but then Jesus said, when tough times come, you fall away. On a third occasion, you may well be distracted by other concerns, other tasks, and God's word gets short shrift because of the competition. Much of our modern life seems like that, doesn't it? We're so busy, there's so many things to do, so many calls and pressures on our time. And of course, the good soil is the best answer, isn't it? Those times when we're ready to listen to God and to produce a rich harvest. How can we be deep, fertile soil, good soil for God's word? A boy was playing on the beach, and he saw a fisherman mending his nets and cleaning the baskets holding his catch. And the boy asked the fisherman if he could help. "Yes," said the fisherman, "yes. Please take this basket down to the water and fill it up and bring it back to me." And the boy did so, dragging the basket full of water. But when he got back to the fisherman, the water had nearly all drained away. There was only a little bit left. "Oh dear," said the fisherman. "Can you try again and get it back here a bit quicker?" Well, the boy tried again, faster. And a third time, running as fast as he could. "It's hopeless," he said. "The water just drains out of the basket." "Oh yes," said the fisherman, "but look inside the basket now. It's beautifully washed out and clean." Now, maybe you don't retain and understand everything you read in the Bible, but read it again, and it will cleanse your soul, and in time you will understand more and more. Read it again. Persevere. And what happens gradually is your perspective will shift. Your life will turn towards God. And in the end, you'll have the greatest treasure of all, a relationship with your Heavenly Father. There are so many different ways that we can take in the Bible. We're spoilt for choice, aren't we? Of course, there are modern translations of the Bible, and you may be happy just picking that up and reading it at your leisure, in whatever way suits you. You may perhaps have some Bible notes. There's Every Day with Jesus, which I know Jane has encouraged some of you to read. There's the Word for Today from UCB, United Christian Broadcasters, and that's available on the table at the back for free. You can pick up these without any payment or obligation. There's, of course, some schemes that offer you a reading plan. So, reading through the Bible in a year. Well, this is one that Richard Morgan produced a few years back, and you're very welcome to use those to read through the Bible systematically. You can even find versions of the Bible which give you a little bit each day to read, actually printed out for you. This one does the Bible in chronological order, as it happened, so shifting the books around a little bit for the order in which they took place. Or there are also some little collections of best Bible bits, if you like, a little snippet for each day if you want something smaller and more devotional. Or there are websites and apps and podcasts that you can listen to that give you a little section each day. Whatever works for you, it's worth finding something that fits with your lifestyle and that you enjoy, and the way in which God speaks to you through Scripture. Romans chapter 10 says this: faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Let's just pray for a moment, and then we'll carry on with our prayers, and Jane will lead us. Father, we ask that as we hear your word, we would not turn away or be distracted by other things. We ask that your word would come deep to us, sink deep in our hearts and souls and lives. Help us to be good soil for the message of life. In Jesus' name, amen.